During the last 2 years, a great deal of attention has been given to why young adults and young couples are leaving the church. In the United States, the research was headed by the Barna Group, and the president, Dr. Kinnaman, has reported on the results of their research in a book that's entitled You Lost Me, a very helpful book in analyzing the situation in the US of A. In Canada, the research has been prompted and commissioned by the Evangelical Fellowship of Canada and sponsored by five other ministry groups like InterVarsity Fellowship, Youth for Christ, and so on. And the results of that research has been published in a program and book entitled Hemorrhaging Faith. Now, my intention in my presentations to you this morning, this afternoon, is to give you a condensed summary of the report of the research that was conducted here in Canada. The most significant observation that emerged from the research for me as I started wending my way through it was that they were able to identify the when of these dropouts. As obvious as it should have been, I don't think I'd ever really identified it. And they clearly identified from their research that the dropout problem happens in transitions. Transitions in an assembly are very, very dangerous. It could be the transition of a youth leader from one youth leader to the next youth leader. It could be a transition from a pastor teacher to a new pastor teacher. It could be a transition from one location to another location. The transition could be a transition in the context of the assembly. More likely, however, it will be a transition in the context of the young person's life. A transition from university and college graduate to career, or a transition from being single to married, or transition from being married to having a family, or a transition from this job being relocated and moved over to this job. But the most dangerous transition, and this is the one I want you to grapple with today, the most dangerous transition is the transition from high school to university college. Now, I'm not sure exactly all of the reasons for that. In our context, one of the major reasons is that we're involved in many small towns, so that when a student graduates from high school, they have to leave town, they have to leave the assembly, they have to move to a big city in order to enter college and university. That's deadly time. And my challenge to you this morning is this: what strategy do you have to keep that young person when they go through that most dangerous of transitions? What's your strategy? Oftentimes, all we do is we call them up on the 1st of September and we say they're leaving and going off to so-and-so and entering into school, college, seminary, whatever, and so let's pray for them. And that's all we do. What's your strategy for coping with that transition so that there's no dropout? We wait till Christmas and when they come back and we say, well, what church did you find? What church are you going to? That's deadly transition time. And so what we want to do in our discussion groups is talk about what we are doing significantly to prevent that. Our objective and our focus this morning and this afternoon is going to be keeping them from dropping out. And a strategy for that time, as well as for other transition times, will be enormously helpful. But what I also want to do, besides just preparing us and priming the pump for our discussion times, focusing on transitions, is to recognize that through the research, what they've identified are four major factors that contribute to the dropout problem. Each factor has a negative side to it, and that negative side is what is a barrier to their continuing and a hindrance to their continuing, so they drop out. There's a positive side to that factor, and that positive factor contributes to keeping them and motivating them and driving them to continue. So what I want to do in my four sessions is talk to you about those four factors and try to give you a little summary of the research that's available, and then to challenge you not to be focusing upon the dropout, but to be challenging you on how we keep, how to keep them during those difficult transitional times and other factors in life.